Okay, we're picking up five lines from the top of Ches Amud Aleph. Our learning is once again sponsored Leila Nishmas Shalamis Bas Yaakov. The neshama should have an aliyah. So now, before we seemingly had a stira between two braises about Hamevi get misfina sayam, that if you're bringing get on a boat, is it treated like Eretz Yisrael or not? One said it was, and one said it wasn't. We answered the stira accordingly. Now the Gemara gives a different answer that we want to suggest. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Benaros Eretz Yisrael Tukli Amalo Pligi. That when it comes to a get written on rivers of Eretz Yisrael, so that is treated like a get written in Eretz Yisrael itself. So even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that a plant that was grown in a boat on a river is not subject to halachas of Meisr and Shvius, he would agree that a get that is written on a river is subject to halachas of Eretz Yisrael, because the whole idea is whether or not they know the halacha. So they're clearly part of Eretz Yisrael, and they just happen to be on the boat, so then they don't have to write b'fanenechtam. So what exactly is the machlokas between the braisos? They're disagreeing about a get written on Yamagadol, the Mediterranean. Desanya, because we learn in a braisa, Ezu Eretz, which part of Eretz of Ammon, which is the in the northern, that's modern day, I believe it's part of Lebanon already, the northern border of Eretz Yisrael, where does that go? Ve'ezu Chutz Aretz, so what's considered Chutz La'aretz, considered outside of Eretz Yisrael. So, right, the pasuk says, V'zeh Yeh Lachem Gevul Tzafon Min Yamagadol, Tasu Lachem Hor Ahar. So where exactly is that Hor Ahar? So the Gemara says, Kol Sheshofei Aviyor Meturei Amnon V'lefnim Eretz Yisrael. Any territory that comes from the peak of the mountains of Amnon inwards, meaning south of that border, is included in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Meturei Amnon V'lechutz, Chutz La'aretz. And all of the territory that slopes from the mountains of Amnon north of that is considered Chutz La'aretz, which obviously is, it seems to be a question, because we just taught in yesterday's daf on Zion Amud Beis that Kziv is the northernmost point of Eretz Yisrael. This area is more close to like to Tyre, whatever, up on the left side there, further up, much further up in modern day Lebanon is the borders. So the answer that the Achronim bring is that we're talking about in Echanami, the borders of the biblical homeland of the Yidden is what the Torah tells us. However, in the Zman of the second base of Migdash, Ezra was whatever Ezra Kibush Ezra was limited. It wasn't the entire Eretz Yisrael, so they only conquered for Kziv. So therefore, that area is considered the final area of Eretz Yisrael after Zman Shabbat Sheni. But if there would be another Kibush Rabim, so then it would be Lechora back to being part of Eretz Yisrael. Hanisin Shabayab, Roen Nosan, so the brace is defining how do we go west. So Hanisin Shabayab, Roen Nosan, Kilu Chut Mutachaleim, if there's little islands on the Mediterranean Sea, so then that we're going to view them as if there is like a cord, literally, meaning just draw a line. Meturi Amnon ad Nachal Mitzrayim, draw a line that extends west from Nachal Amnon to Nachal Mitzrayim. So if you have a map, it'd be helpful. It's just on the left side, and you draw like a diagonal line. So all of those that are within those waters are part of Eretz Yisrael. And all the islands that are going past that is considered outside of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda Omer Kol Shegneret Eretz Yisrael Hareyu Ke Eretz Yisrael. That anything that is west of the land of Eretz Yisrael is like Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar Gvul Yam Yelachem Hayam Agadol Gvul Zeh Yelachem Gvul Yam. The pasuk says the western borders is going to be the Mediterranean, and the border, and as the border, and the border, this will be for you the western border. Seemingly a repetition. Why does it say again the Gvul again? Gvul Yam and Gvul Yam twice. So we have a Riboy teaching us that it's extending even as far as potentially the Atlantic Ocean. So the Mediterranean islands on the sides, we view them as if a cord is stretched over them that extends from Kalifia to this area of over this the ocean. So draw like a, I wish I could show it to you, but if you had the two lines going westward, you'd go all the way west, all the way through the ocean. Obviously it stops, but it would go through the ocean. And all the islands from the cord inwards between one and the other is considered Eretz Yisrael. So north and south of these lines that you're drawing are going to be considered Chutz La'aretz. So basically, when both these braces we're explaining now deal with one who's bringing a get in a boat. So they refer to bringing it on to the Mediterranean Sea, which is west of the line between the Turi Amnon and Nachal Mitzrayim. So the Brace is telling us that is subject to Lachas of Eretz Yisrael. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, holds that they're part of Eretz Yisrael. However, the other Brace, which says that again, is treated like one written outside of Eretz Yisrael, that is the Shita of the Rabbanan, that this area is considered Chutz La'aretz, and therefore, as a little plug, we'll say that Chutz La'aretz is Chayev in saying b'fanan echta b'fanan echta, and that's why there's no stira between the braises. So now the Gemara says, Rabbanan hai gvul ma'av delay. But Rabbi Yehuda had a nice point. Now just adding to the point, in the braisa, Rabbi Yehuda said that we learn out from the word is a gvul, the extra lashon of a gvul, to teach us that that from there that the borders of Eretz Yisrael are going to continue due west of these two lines. So what? That's a good reboy. So what are the Rabbanim going to do with this drasha? They need it to teach us the lacha that islands east of the line between the mountains of Amnon and Nachal Mitzrayim are included in Eretz Yisrael. Had they not mentioned this reboy, they would not learn this. That's a good point. So the Gemara turns back to Rabbi Yehuda and says, Rabbi Yehuda, what are you going to do with that? Rabbi Yehuda, what are you going to learn from that? Where do you learn that these things are included in Eretz Yisrael? He says, "Nisin latzricha kra." You don't need those islands east of this line to require a pasuk, since these lie within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. There's no havamina that they shouldn't be part of Eretz Yisrael. They're mamish part of Eretz Yisrael, and that's clearly part of the borders. Rabbi Meir Omer Akko Eretz Yisrael. Next point in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says Akko is treated like Eretz Yisrael with regards to Gittin. Bo minem Reb Chiya bar Abba Hamocher Avdel Suria. Someone who sells a slave to someone who lives in Syria. Syria is the modern-day Syria, right? The modern-day Syria is included. Aram Naharaim and Aram Tzova. These are areas that David HaMelech conquered, and we're going to see that there's a big shaila about whether or not they have the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. For some purposes, we assume they do. Some purposes, they don't. So what's the shaila over here? Is it Kemocher for this purpose? Kemocher La'aretz Tami Olo. Is it like you sell them outside of the land of Eretz Yisrael? What's the difference? So now, if a person has an Eved K'nani, you buy yourself an Eved K'nani. So the lach of an Eved K'nani is he does Mila, and he does tevila l'shem avdus of Eved Kenani. He's now chayev in the mitzvahs lo sasei and mitzvahs asei shelo as man grama, like a woman is not time bound mitzvahs. He's because he's not subject to his own time, right? He's chayev to the adon, so he's only subject to that. That's a whole big shaila. Is how do we view as a famous chakira? How do Reb Chaim made it famous? How do we view the status of an Eved Kenani? Is he like a Jew with a limitation on him because of the fact that he can't do mitzvahs asei as man grama? Or is he not a yid at all? He's like he's a goy with an upgraded status to allow him to do certain mitzvahs. So Reb Chaim makes a taloy on what the machlokas rishonim between the Maruki Yosef and the Rambam, I believe, about whether or not he has to go to the halacha is that if you free him, he has to go to the mikvah again. He has to go to the mikvah again to be tovel l'shem geris that he's now a full fledged yid and now he's allowed to marry Bas Yisrael, etc., etc. So the question is, what's the status of that geris? Of that tefillah. Is that tefillah a tefillah d'oraisa? If it's a tefillah d'oraisa, so then pashut that he is a status of a goy with an upgraded status, because now that he has to do a tefillah d'oraisa, that makes him a full-fledged yid. But if you assume that, it's only takana d'rabanan to make him go to the mikvah again, so really, he was a yid the whole time, he was a full-fledged yid with a limitation on him. A very nice, fascinating chakira. But either way, that's the idea of an Eved K'nani. So now, if I sell my Eved K'nani to Chutz La'aretz, so the Mishnah Amam Gimel Amabez is going to tell us that if a person who lives in Eretz Yisrael sells his Eved K'nani to someone who lives outside of Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is that the slave goes free. You have to give him a shtar shechur, and he becomes free. Why? We penalize the person because he caused the slave who's obligated to follow halacha to leave Eretz Yisrael. So we see over there another ayah that the person's not supposed to be leaving Eretz Yisrael. That's for sure. Everyone agrees that going in the first place might be a shaila, but once you're there, there definitely is more room to assume there's a problem to leave. So the Gemara says, "Amar lehu tenisua." We learn this halacha in our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer Akku k'Eretz Yisrael. Again, Akku is like Eretz Yisrael with regards to divorce documents that you don't need to say b'fanan echtam b'fanan echtam. So we can make a diuk. Why does it say Akku k'Eretz Yisrael legitin? Focus on for divorce. It's the same halacha. So the Gemara makes a diuk. Legitin in la'avadim lo. Only with regards to divorce is it going to be the same as Eretz Yisrael. However, with regards to slaves, Akku is not treated like Eretz Yisrael. The kol against Surya the merchak tuva. So then, if Akku is not treated like Eretz Yisrael with regards to slaves, so then Syria, which is much further away, is certainly not like Eretz Yisrael with regards to this, and therefore you would be penalized and you would have to free the slave. Tanur Rabbanan, b'shlosh drachim shavso Syria l'Eretz Yisrael, b'shlosh drachim l'Eretz. There's three ways that Syria is like Eretz Yisrael, three ways that it's not. And we have a simon av barak. Av barak is the mnemonic to help us remember this din. It's going to be based on first one. Av, ayin is afra tavich gutz l'Eretz. So that So that the halacha is that it's that it that the ground is tamei like the chutzarts. We know that the rabbanan made a takana that land out of Eretz Yisrael is tamei. We mentioned this yesterday. And the machlokas we've shown him why that is. Some say because it's that the dori hamadbol they died everywhere except for Eretz Yisrael. That's what midrash tells us. I believe that's machlokas tells us in Rambam. And then the other shita is that no, it's because they don't mark their graves, so we don't know really where they are anywhere in chutzarts. Therefore, they're all of our Chutz Aretz is considered tamei, and that's why we mentioned that there's a big shayla about kohanim going to Chutz Aretz. It's a big shayla. Mocher adol Syria kemocher are living there. Mocher kemocher v'chutz Aretz, and if someone sells a slave with someone in Syria, the halacha is that the slave goes free as he does if someone sells him to someone outside of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe get from Syria, maybe from Chutz Aretz. And similarly, if someone brings a get from Syria, halacha is that it's written you have to write b'fanan echtav b'fanan echtav like the takana for those who are in Chutz Aretz. But apparently, because Rashi points out that the shiara was not matzoi, the travel was not frequented from Syria to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's difficult to find the people to mekayim the signature. So he has to say b'fanan echtav and b'fanan echtav b'fanan echtav. Uveshlosha le'Eretz Yisrael. In three ways, Syria is the same as Eretz Yisrael. What are these three things? Chayeves b'meiser uveshvius k'Eretz Yisrael. The halacha is that it's chayev and meiser and shvius like the halacha of Eretz Yisrael. I'm not sure why that's one, but that's one. Harotel ikanis la betara nichnas. And someone who wants to Eretz Syria, the state of Tara is not a problem, which is obviously a kasher to what we just said before. The Gemara is going to ask that. Stira vakone sade b'Syria, turning on to the next time what kekone b'parve Yishalayim. So that someone who buys a field in Syria is like he buys a field in the provinces of Yerushalayim, the area surrounding Yerushalayim itself, meaning very Kaddish area. So now the Gemara is going to analyze this price. Chayev Meiser v'Shvius k'Eretz Yisrael. So why is it Chayev? Why do you assume Syria is Chayev and Meiser and Shemitah? Kasover kibush yachet shmei kibush. This Tana apparently holds that when you have an individual who conquers an area, that deems it with the kalacha of Kiddushas Eretz Yisrael. As opposed to Eretz Yisrael proper, which is conquered by the entire nation. That was called, that was Klal Yisrael doing it. That is Kibush Rabin. So the point was, when did David do this? When David was conquering these areas of Aram Narayim, Aram Tzova, so he did it, not necessarily unified, right? As opposed to things that were Yehoshua, that was Kibush Rabin, that makes it Eretz Yisrael proper. So, David did it also specifically to just be marchiv to be marchiv his own purposes to have more area, more land, etc. Whereas the people of Yehoshua, they did it for the sake of all of Klal Yisrael. That's another. Some say that's one explanation. That's Rashi. Others explain based on the Rambam that it's called the Kibush Yachid because it was not done before all of Eretz Yisrael was conquered. Had Eretz Yisrael been conquered properly, then he wanted to extend Eretz Yisrael. So any landmass that's potentially connected to Eretz Yisrael, that is something which can be then included in a kibush rabim because it was done when everything was conquered. So that is a shayla. So therefore, that's a shayla. And here we see that this manda amar understands that it's like Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, "Varotze kanes b'batarach nichna." Someone wants to be there in a state of tara is not going to become tamei by entering Syria. So the Gemara said, "What do you mean? We just said v'amart afra tama. We just said if you enter there, you are tamei. That the ground of Syria it does make you tamei, and it is part of the gzera." So the Gemara says, "No, we answer b'shida teva migdal. If you come into a carriage, a trunk, or a type of closet, those things are okay because there basically is two intrinsic tumas to chutz la'aretz. One is that any land of chutz la'aretz going in there, even ba'avira, makes you tamei. That's the gzera derabanan." And extended from that is the ground of the area being tamei. So when it comes to Syria, it's like this middle ground. The ground is tamei, so if you walked normally on it, then you would become tamei. However, if you have this large container, which is a separate barrier, so then you don't have an OL, and therefore you have an OL, then you do have an OL protecting you, and therefore it is going to be tamei. It's not going to make you tamei. That's the halacha over here. That's all shayla level zara kanora moving. Okay, I'm not getting into that right now, but that is what the Gemara suggests right now. The sanya we learn from the brayso. Aniknas Eretz Yisrael ve'el eretz amin b'shita teva migdal. Rabbi metame. Rabbi Yosi b'ruda metayer. Rabbi understands that you are tamei because Rabbi understands. Oh, that's probably this point. Rabbi understands that that a moving ol is problematic. However, Rabbi Yosi b'ruda says that you are tahor. Because that if you have an OL, even while it's moving, that's going to be not a problem. When does Rabbi say that you're metame only in Eretz Amim? However, the Gazrael Gusha ve'alavira, because there's a special takana, as we mentioned, both on the ground and on the airspace above the ground. So both of those are problematic. Aval Surya, al Gusha Gazrael alavira, lo Gazrael. But when it comes to Syria, then Rabbi agrees that they did not decree upon its it's avir, and therefore, since it's avir, it's not tame, then you enter the airspace of Syria without touching or moving anything, then you are not going to be tame, even according to Rebbe. Even though Rebbe generally holds that moving something, that's the shayla I was going to ask, is going to be tame, he agrees over here that someone enters the airspace of Syria is not considered problematic, because we didn't make this decree to go that far to be metame the airspace. Okay, so the airspace somewhat similar to Eretz Yisrael. So if someone who buys a field in Syria, subject to the same halacha as someone who buys in the provinces of Yerushalayim. So what halacha, what's the nafkamina to this? Amar Sheshes, Lomar Shekozen Alav Ono Afila B'Shabbos. To teach you that you're allowed to write this document for selling the field, you're allowed to buy it from the Goy, even on Shabbos. You're allowed to buy it even on Shabbos. You're allowed to write it on Shabbos because the Goy is leaving somewhere and you're not going to be able to buy it later. You're allowed to buy it even on Shabbos. The Gemara says, what do you mean, man? As Zionistic as we are, you're going to buy something on Shabbos? Nisht. B'Shabbos al-Kadaitach, that's not okay. That's obviously an Isser D'Reisa. So, and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, as important as it is not going to uproot that. Kedama Rava, Omer Lo V'Kachavim V'Osa, Chanami Omer Lo Kavim V'Osa. No, Rava explained this. It means that the halacha is that you're allowed to, for like a Chola She'in Bo Sakana, the halacha is that one is allowed to ask a goy to do malacha for a Chola She'in Bo Sakana. And that is the idea of the Isser of Amir Lenachri. So we see that this halacha is, was mentioned in that context. So too over here, Amir Lenachri is mutter for the sake of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Hey, wait a second. That's an Isser Derabanan, normally. That's an Isser Derabanan. However, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael lo gazer Rabanan. Because of the fact that there's a concept of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael settling Eretz Yisrael, that is the idea, that makes it, that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is so important that lo gazer Rabanan, they did not apply this in other places. So now, a few important points about this halacha. Firstly, we see how important Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is. And secondly, they say that there's a maisa like this, or of Cook, that there was one time that there was a goy who was mamish leaving, and he held that this halacha applies even bisman hazeh, and therefore they wrote the shtar with the goy and had the goy sign it to buy a certain property in Eretz Yisrael in the time where Cook was the chief rabbi there. Okay, that's one point. But what I want to mention further is that there's a famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam leaves out the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. So whenever the Rambam leaves out the mitzvah and doesn't count it in the minyan of Taryag, so there becomes a very big shaila whether he really holds it's Darais or Darabanan. So the Megillah Esther and other commentaries who defend the Rambam many times, they try to find ways to explain why he says maybe it's Darabanan or maybe it's under a different mitzvah. So here the Megillah Esther wants to tell you that the Rambam understands that it's only a mitzvah Darabanan. So one of the rayas the Rambam brings, the Ramban believe brings as the proof that it's a mitzvah Darabanan, is this Gemara over here. As Tosas pointed out and many other Rishonim, that this halacha doesn't apply for other mitzvahs. Only the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because it's so important. So you can tell me that the Rabbanan are going to go this far and tell me this halacha and say that this doesn't apply, this doesn't apply to other mitzvahs d'oraisa, yet it applies to a mitzvah d'Rabbanan, very difficult to understand. So many times when there's two different Gemaras, so the Rambam will say, okay, I hold like one Gemara, I don't necessarily, that's the Derech of the Rambam, much more than Tosos. Tosos try to always intertwine all of Shas, that they're not arguing. So whenever you have a Gemara here, and the Gemara seems to say something differently, the Tosos always bend around backwards to try to figure out how it doesn't explain. How it does explain, and it fits in nicely. However, the Rambam, Lashitaso, many times just assumes that there's a steer in the Gemara, and he's passing like one versus the other. That's the Derech of the Rambam. So here also, maybe you could say, oh, not a problem, the Rambam won't paskin like the Gemara. The problem is, the Rambam does paskin like this Gemara. The Rambam paskins that you're allowed to have a goy do this for you on Shabbos. In Parak Vav Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yad Aleph, the Rambam paskins like this halacha. So that's very difficult. If you assume the Rambam holds it Derabanan, like many want to tie up for the Shita of the Rambam, then how in the world is he allowed to tell you to do this on Shabbos? For the mitzvah Derabanan of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, we're going to tell you to violate this malacha, which doesn't apply to anywhere else. Bipashtos, you're telling a Amir Lenachri. So this is a very big shiloh. But apparently, yeah, maybe in Harami, that for the important point of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, maybe the Rambam would say that even for Mitzvah Derabanan that it's allowed, that's one malach. So I saw once a malach that's just wrong. That really, the Rambam holds like the Or Zeruah, that the Or Zeruah says that writing in any other language other than Hebrew, and that's what we're talking about. They're talking about writing in a different language. Writing in a different language is only Nisr Derabanan, not Nisr Derabanan. So the problem is the Rambam says before is that writing in any language is Chayav Nisr Derabanan. So that answer doesn't work. So we have to give an answer. So that's a... So either you say the Rambam really holds its Dereisa and it falls under another category. That's where you have the different Mahalchim. Rav Cook had a famous Mahalchim. Like Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is what's called the Mitzvah Kolelis. It's a Mitzvah that includes, it's like, the Rambam says in his Shorashim, that Mitzvahs that just enhance every other Mitzvah, then there would not be an extra Mitzvah. Like, to the Yiras Hashem independently, it just increases every other midah or something like that. Like to do something like that, where it's just increasing every other mitzvah. So Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the being in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Kook wants to taina, is just improving every other mitzvah. So meaning every mitzvah done in Eretz Yisrael, Tivilach Tzionim, the famous pasuk that you should set for yourself boundaries, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu telling us that we should recognize, and Rashi quotes the Chazal there, that the mitzvah shouldn't be old. Like we should do mitzvahs in Chutz Laretz so that we practice when we come into Eretz Yisrael. It's a fascinating thing. The whole idea of doing a mitzvah chutz laretz is on an incomplete level until you come to Eretz Yisrael. That's why Rav Nevental has a famous chiddush. Famous it is, but a gevaldik chiddush. Rav Nevental holds that every mitzvah done in chutz laretz we see is on a lower level. So therefore, if a person, let's say, is flying from New York to Eretz Yisrael, many times this happens, and he arrives in the afternoon, so you have to daven shacharis on the plane. So he daven shacharis on the plane, with him and without him is another shayla for a different poskim, but he daven shacharis on the plane, and now he arrives before the shkia in Eretz Yisrael. So you put on tefillin as in chutz laretz. Says Rav Nevental, you should put on tefillin again to be mekayim the mitzvah on a higher, more complete level. I believe Rav Sheffler quoted the same chiddush b'shem Rav Aaron Cutler. There's a similar thing. That when you have the ability to do a mitzvah again, let's say you're traveling on Sukkot, you shook the, I don't know if you're shaking a lulav, it'll be difficult on the plane, but I guess you do. You shook the lulav on the plane. So then, if you arrive in Eretz Yisrael, shake the lulav again, because the mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael is much higher level. Not that similar to, fits in nicely with the idea of Kook was saying, b'shitas Rambam. Okay, many different explanations. This is a famous Gemara over here as a raya that mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah, in fact, d'oraisa. Okay, that was the idea, that we just have about Kona, like your Kona in Syria is like your Kona in Yerushalayim. So now, when it comes to a shichur knani, so the halachas we learn out lala miisha, we learn a lot of the same halachas between freeing of a slave and that of get for an isha. So just like a case where a woman who brings her own get from chutz laretz, she's required to say b'fanei naftam b'fanei naftam, so too a slave who brings it has to say b'fanei naftam as well. So based on that, we can learn the following braisa. Tana rabbanan, eved shehevi gito. So an eved who brings his shtar shichur, right, the document saying that he is now free from chutz laretz, and it says you, your person and my possessions are acquired to you, and as required, the slave says b'fanei naftam b'fanei naftam. So atzmo kana nechasim lo kana, he acquires himself, meaning he goes free. However, he does not acquire his possessions. We don't accept this edus with regards to other people's possessions, because the idea of confirming a get and similarly confirming that of an eved is the same, but that is only elements to respect to themselves. With respect to how it could affect other people, that is not, we don't go that far to assume that it's going to be kona. So what about if he says kona chazakunulach? Instead of saying, your person and my possessions are acquired by you, he says, all my possessions are acquired by you. Maho. So like, unlike your person and my possessions, is two separate statements. Here, you can't define them as two different things. So if you can't do the palgina dibur over here and split it up, so maybe we're going to assume that all my possessions are viewed as he give him himself also. Or can we somehow divide this also into two separate statements? One is telling us that the slave is free, and the other one is telling us that the possessions go to him. In which case, we'd be able to divide it up. We would also assume that we do not believe him with regards to the possessions. So says the Gemara, now Amar Abaye, Mitov Shekana Atzmo Kano Chasim, Abaye wanted to taina, that since all my possessions is clearly not something which you could divide into two statements, and therefore, since you can't divide it, it refers to the fact that he is, in fact, Kona himself, and is Kona all the Nechasim, because we believe this. So the fact that he is able to acquire himself and now be free, that's similar to b'fanei naftam b'fanei naftam, as it works for a woman, so too it'll work for an eved. Fine. So he should not, until the slave actually is able to confirm the document in a general way, which is required by all other documents, dahainu, with two witnesses, all other shtaros mitakana darabana need to have a kiyum shtar. So therefore, we are able to separate all my possessions, it's viewed as it's divided into two statements, until he is able to do a kiyum shtar on the entire thing with two edim. Hadar Abaye, so Abaye actually retracted, and he said, Mitosha lo kana nechasim lo kana atzmo. He even went further. Since the slave doesn't acquire himself, since he doesn't acquire the possessions, he doesn't acquire himself either. Abaye says you can't divide it, so he agrees. But now he's going to the other side. Since it's not divisible, says Abaye, you're not able to even be kona yourself. To which Rava heard about Abaye's retraction and said, Amarle Rava Bishlam Nechazim looking at, now I understand why it doesn't acquire the possessions we did have a kim stars to Alma. Because that's similar to confirming other halachic documents which you require two witnesses. Fine. Elo Atzma Likni Midava Get Itzash, but at least for himself, just like in the case of a get, when a woman says b'fanei naftam on her own, that itself is able to confirm that and she would be assumed to be divorced. So says Rava Elamar Rava Echadzev Echadzev Atzma Kana Nechazim Lokana. So Rava says that with both in regards to the case where it says, you and my possessions, in that case, it says, all my possessions, the halacha is that he is Kona himself, and his possession, he does not Kona. So the Gemara asks, Amar le Ravada, Barmasna l'Ravah Kiman. Whose sheet are you following? Rabbi Shimon. Damar plug in and Dibura. That you're able to divide a single statement into this none. We learn in the Mishnah and Peah. Hakosav kol nechasav la'avda. The Mishnah tells us if someone writes all of his possessions to his slaves, he gives a slave document and says, all my possessions are given to my slave. Yatzav and Korn. The lacha is that the slave also becomes free because part of his possessions is the slave himself. So the slave now becomes free. Fine. Again, this is all talking about Ever Knighty. Share karga kolshu. However, if the Adon keeps any land of any amount, the documents, all my possessions are given to my Eved, except for a minuscule amount. Lo yatza ben charin. The halacha is that he does not become a free man. Since he never explicitly said he was freeing the slave, we assume that property that he is keeping is also including the slave himself. So that's what we're assuming. So now, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, le'olamu ben charin, ad shomer kol nechasin nesun leploni, avdo chutz mi ribuya shebehem. So Rabbi Shimon says that the slave becomes a free person unless, except where this person says, all my possessions are given to such and such my slave, except for 1 part in 10,000. The 1 part in 10,000 excludes the Adon, is understanding that the slave himself, and therefore that the master keeps the slave. Because that's what he means by his statement. But otherwise, since you're not able to divide that, you would not be, it would be a problem. That's the Shita of Reb Shimon. So now what Rava seemingly is following the Shita of Reb Shimon. Okay, we'll get to the answer tomorrow and flesh out again why this is a problem, but what the Gemara is pointing out that Lechora Rava only follows the Shita of Reb Shimon. Be'ez Hashem will pick up with the Amar of Yosef and Mirz Hashem in tomorrow's daf.